In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I love these words. I love this whole reading, the beautiful poetry of it. It is almost like a liturgy in the way that it comes around the first day, the second day, the third day, and it was good. But it's hard to preach on because how does one explain poetry? And so today I want to focus in on two of the words or phrases from the very beginning of this reading and see how that helps us to understand this whole story of God creating the heavens and the earth. The first of these is tohu va bohu, the formless void. These could also be understood as emptiness or chaos. And in the ancient Israelite mind, chaos and emptiness was associated with waters. And so we see in that next verse that the wind from God is blowing over the waters. Somehow this primeval pre-creation is chaos and it is water. And so in the first 3 days of creation, God creates a space in the water. God creates an arena or a firmament. In today's reading, it says a dome. It's like God sets forth a bubble in this water, and inside that bubble will be all of creation, all of life. And inside that bubble or that dome, God makes the land and the sea, and the plants come forth on the land. And then God fills this space with life. So for the formlessness of that pre-creation, God made form and structure and brought order. And now for that void emptiness, God brings life, life of every kind, life that creeps and life that flies and life that swims, all kinds of swarming, beautiful life. But what's amazing in this life is that God is not the only character in the story who gets to be creative. God creates creatures who themselves can create. All of the creatures of the earth can procreate to fill the space, to be fruitful and to multiply and to fill God's beautiful earth. But then last of all, God creates the human being. The human who is created in God's image. Now that phrase, being created in God's image, has been understood in many different ways, but one of those is that we are the creatures who are able, like God, to create from our imaginations, from our thoughts and understanding. We can create new things. We can create tools that we can use to make our lives easier. We can create art and music that is beautiful. We can create stories, not only stories of what has happened, but stories that we can imagine of what might happen or what could have happened. God created us as the co-creators and gave us a spirit of creativity in the image of God. And that brings us to the second of these words that I want to lift up, ruach. Ruach is translated the wind from God, which swept over the face of the waters. But you may have heard from me or from another preacher along the way that ruach is not only wind, but is also breath and spirit. The word carries all of these meanings, can be translated any of those ways. And so you could say that the breath of God brooded over the waters, or that the spirit of God hovered over the waters. Any of these are ways to understand God's spirit, God's presence as the creative force. And God's spirit remains the active creating and sustaining force of creation throughout the Old Testament. In Genesis 2, we read that when God creates the clay figure, God breathes into its mouth, into its lungs, to give life. God gives God's very spirit to give life to the first human. We read in the book of Job, by God's spirit, Ruach, the heavens were made beautiful. In Psalm 33, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath, Ruach, of his mouth, all their host were created. And in Psalm 104, when you, God, hide your face, the creatures are dismayed. When you gather their breath, their ruach, they die, and they return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, your ruach, they are vitalized, and you renew the face of the ground. The witness throughout the Old Testament is to this Spirit of God giving and sustaining all life. Tomorrow at All Saints, we are beginning a season of prayer, a time for us to become aware of how the Holy Spirit is creating and sustaining life among us, to invite the Holy Spirit's presence with us, and to listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Each week, you will receive in your email three devotions, a Bible reading, and then a response. These devotions are from Sailboat Church, written by Joan Gray. They imagine how God would speak to us in these scripture passages and about these scripture passages. So you are invited to engage in those three devotions every week. You can engage on your own, or there are also ways here at church where you can engage with other people. On Monday evenings, Don Debelak and Dan Mazin are leading a group called Explore. They will touch on these devotions as they take a discussion, a deeper exploration of the role of the Holy Spirit. Or you can join with me in doing devotional reading of the scripture and lifting up how these scriptures speak to us in our community. We'll gather in person on Wednesdays at 6:15 here at the church, and we'll gather on Zoom on Fridays at 9:15. Each will be a different prayer. The prayers will come out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so you can join for either or both any of those times during the week and have a chance to pray with community members. And I hope that many of you will take the opportunity to do that as we explore the Holy Spirit's movement in our community. In the beginning, God's Spirit moved over the chaos to bring order and to give life. God's Spirit has always been here. The Spirit is still here with us in a time that feels chaotic and frightening. The Spirit of God, from which all creation leapt, is the most powerful, life-giving reality in the universe. What a message of hope this is. God's Spirit is still with us, present and alive, to call forth new life among us. Thanks be to God. Amen.